We don't know what to say. If you're running it, you gotta tell us what to say.
Thanks for that, DJ King. And then that was DJ King's voice. I bet you weren't expecting to see him again. What's up, Warriors? DJ Mike, and I'm officially the main host of this show. But of course, I got my co-host, DJ King.
Wow, he gonna do that.
I'm seeing all sorts of levels right now, DJ King. Thank you for that. I don't know why you had to do that. But we also got a new DJ in here, our newest co-host. Introduce yourself, please.
DJ Apple right here.
You see
DJ Apple.
Oppo, not Oppo. Oppo.
Are you deaf?
A little bit.
He ain't wearing the other headphone. That's probably why.
Yeah. Oppo. I heard L and I thought Apple.
Just follow school rules, one in, one out, because you got to hear yourself. You're going to be saying all kinds of crazy things, DJ King.
Little.
Okay, like that. What's up, Warriors? It's DJ Mike.
And I'm DJ King.
I'm DJ Oppo.
And welcome to the podcast. So, yeah, we're back. How does it feel?
It's been a long time since I've actually been back in the studio, especially doing a podcast.
Thank you for that, DJ Oppo. Nice to know that you like our podcast so much that you decided to be on it, you know. And
yeah, man, it's my first one, dude.
Yeah, it sounds like people are having fun out there, huh?
I know, right? I think I might have to go join them.
Well, no, we're gonna get done with this, but you know, DJ King, it's apparent that we had a bit of a scare because we thought you weren't going to be a part of this because you have so much going on.
Oh, no, I'll be part of it. There might be like one or two episodes that I won't be in, but...
Okay, well, I'm trying to say I was worried about you, but, you know, never mind.
Yeah, you know what? You better worry.
I was only worried because you have so much to do, but apparently you're free Friday, so we're going to record every Fridays, and hopefully we'll have them due Tuesday. And when I say hopefully, I mean they will. Otherwise, you know, head director is going to really lay in on me, but, you know...
Aren't you the director, though?
I'm the director of podcast. The head of director is the master of everything.
White hair.
We serve the dark one.
Actually, it's the white one.
Okay, I have nothing to say to that, but
there you go.
All right, but well, as you can clearly see here, Thomas, we do get a bit weird sometimes because our podcast, we talk about anything, and we usually get into the topics. We're usually pretty engaged. But now you're a part of it, so you're going to be as weird as us. How does that feel?
Well, I've been as weird as this for, like, my entire life.
Oh, all right. Well,
you'll probably get to learn a bunch.
Probably. And, hopefully.
And, all right, so, well, since we talked enough about DJ King and I, you know...
I'm sorry, I was having fun with the headphones.
He was dusting the pillows.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
We practically sleep in here, yes.
That's terrible. Like, you know what's sad is that the fact that we came back in here and no subjects were, like, immediately put to mind. We were just like, let's just talk about ourselves, talk about what we've done over the past how many weeks now? It's been, like, what, 12? Like, 11 or 12, help me out here.
Yes.
Aren't we supposed to talk about, you know, relevant topics that people could relate to?
Well, this is the first episode after, like 2 months. That's great.
He's wanted to get into it.
Yeah, he just wants to get straight into the topics.
Because my mind always races.
Today, we're going to not so much focus on the topics. We're going to talk about what's to come. And, you know, a little bit, we wanted to talk a little bit about you, DJ Oppo. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, we understand that you're a...
What do you like?
Okay, DJ King, thank you for that addition. Now I'm talking to DJ Oppo here.
My mic... Okay, went away from my...
All right. Okay, my mic sort of...
Thought he turned it off.
No, let me fix it right here. Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself, DJ Oppo.
Oh, there's not a lot to know besides, I'm just a music artist. That's about all I do. What I like ramen noodles. Ramen noodles are probably my favorite thing to eat in the world, especially because if it's a 12 o'clock midnight snack and you need something to replenish your body, the soup goes perfectly with the noodles, and they are just thin enough that you can slurp each one individually through the mouth hole. And I think that is perfect for me because, like, bruh, it's so easy. You feel me? If they get them wet enough, bruh, they just slide down, bruh. You got a full stomach by fucking one.
That's practically breakfast, lunch, and dinner for college students. But yeah, I get what you mean. You know, ramen noodles are pretty good. What's your favorite?
My favorite? Oh, I'm gonna have to do the chicken, dude. Come on, I'm black.
Chicken, yep.
I like
that. Right there. I've seen, my uncle thought it would be a good idea one of these days, he was like, what's intermix the chili version and the chicken together? And he actually tried it.
Was it good though?
It was weird. It was really weird. I was like, ooh, and then the chili came and I'm like, aw, chicken, ooh, chili, aw. Like, it really is something that is just like, ugh. You don't know how to feel about it.
I mean, I have to say the Oriental. I really love the beef, and then it was shrimp, and then it was chicken. But Oriental is really where it gets me. You know, sad thing, I can't have ramen noodles anymore because that was the thing that mainly put me in the hospital.
Dang, you ate too much?
I ate way too much ramen, and, you know.
You like the taste of salt, eh?
What was what was the top number that you ate in one night? Mine's 4.
a couple times I would take 4 packages, put it into 1 big bowl, and have it all to myself.
I mean, the most I've eaten in a day is like 8, so.
And I'm going to tell you right now.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
For college students, yes. We've discussed that already, DJ King.
Hot Pockets, man. That's the definite, like, college student, like, lunch, dinner, and breakfast.
I don't know any college students that would eat Hot Pockets, especially since you get the, you know, freezing, you know, you just got the lava on both ends, and then the middle is just freezing. Why would you want that?
Yeah, that's annoying to me, man. I think it's the microwave's job, though.
Microwave's job to heat the whole thing up.
Yeah, but it always fails, you feel me? So I think that, you know, oven broiled.
Why did we go to Hot Pockets? We're talking about Thomas here. All right. So
Hot Pockets.
All right. Well, you said you're a music artist. Well, you write music. You know, same as DJ King.
Yes, sir.
You know, you both should collab sometime. You know,
could be a possibility.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, all around.
You know what it's like to go to an actual like collaboration. And it's like a music video, and someone tells you, "Hey, rub ground beef on your face to make yourself look like a death metal artist."
Ground beef?
Ground beef, yep. I was collabing with this one dude, and I swear to God. Don't
ground beef on your head to make it look like you're bleeding.
I'm just like, I don't know about that one, Chief. It's terrible.
Well, aside from ground beef, you know, if you haven't... I said ground beef. T-H beef. Anyway... If you haven't heard our podcast before, basically what we talk about is...
The same.
Same!
All right. But we talk about a lot of different things from, you know, technology. We talk about toys sometimes, even though we've never talked about toys before. I mean, we can talk about lightsabers one time. I want a lightsaber again. But toys. Yes, we will talk about toys, hopefully. I'll talk about things that we used to like. Or we can talk about music artists, movies, video games coming out, because, you know, we're huge nerds. We're going to find something nerdy to talk about. But
can I, like, drop, like, a huge bit of info about local news for Indiana?
Sure, go ahead.
Slipknot performed at the Ruoff Home Mortgage Center this, like, last Friday, at August 16th.
Yeah. And, like, strange enough, it was like, how convenient is it that you happen to be sick on that day, too? It's just crazy, and you love Slipknot. I don't know how that happens.
Let's not talk about that.
I'm just saying it's very unfortunate. You happen to be sick on that day.
Yeah,
it's
man, like, I was also sick, and I still attended.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, at least you had fun. Was it as good as you thought it'd be?
It was great. I mean, as soon as I left, though, like, you know, the Ruoff Home Market Center, it looks like a fort, right? Just a big old fort that you would see in, like, you know, the medieval movies. Just like, I'm going! And all that good stuff. And, you know, they have, like, 7 patches of beautiful grass.
I'm pretty sure they didn't say en garde in, like, old medieval times.
Look, just roll with it here. And I swear to God, like, all the grass, it was beautiful. 7 patches, you know, about 8 yards worth for each patch. And then as soon as the concert ended for Slipknot main evented the show. As soon as they were done, we're walking out of the stadium. Next thing you know, that grass is now dirt. Dirt.
Speaking of medieval times, Jack Black comes back to America in 2017. We are a few years behind. But the update for 2019 is he's going back to Europe soon to film another movie. Okay. Pirates of the Black Sea.
Okay. All right. I'm stuck. I don't know what to say anymore.
Special guest Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson.
Okay. All right.
He's supposed to be Poseidon, but I don't know how a black Poseidon would work.
Wait, the 2020 election. I just want to take the time to point out that Dwayne said that he was going to run, never ran.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't expecting that.
Just like Kanye West said he was going to run.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, never ran.
All right. I'm feeling lightheaded. I think this is a good ending point. You know, I hope you guys are looking forward to this, because I sure am. So with that...
I mean, I've been on the ground twice so far in this podcast. I've been on the ground laughing. Oh, my God.
This is What's Up Warriors. Thank you for listening.
I'm DJ King.
And I'm DJ Oppo.
Oh, and I'm DJ Mike.